京人民广播电台外语广播，中波77400赫，有线调频97.8兆赫。
This is Radio 774, www.am774.com。
北京外语广播网络电台，听双语，网天下。北京外语广播
，Your bilingual station, AM 774。
大学生英语在线，你想知道的问题，你告诉他；你没想到的问题，他告诉你。最顶尖的英语专家，最有效的学习方法，雅思、托福、GRE， 轻松得分没问题。Question of the day， 大学生英语在线，每天上午6:30，晚上11:00，与您准时相约。
大家好，这里是北京外语广播正在播出的大学生英语在线 Question of the day， 我是 Larry， 欢迎大家加入我们的 QQ 群，下载更多的英语学习资料。我们的 Q 群号码是3317640，再说一遍，是3317640，欢迎加入。那今天呢，又到了周五，我们要聊的是雅思口语，请来的老师依然是
嗨，
迫不及待了啊 ，Emma 老师。
Hi, nice to see you guys on Friday.
So today we're still going to talk about something, some topic relevant to IELTS speaking part. So what's the topic today?
Yep, at the topic today, I think because, you know, now it's the vacation time, right? I think like students and people are going on vacation. So I think we can talk about the relevant topic about vacations. There is one popular topic actually in the corpus. It is what kind of difficulties have you ever met in a journey? I think everybody gets a lot to say about, you know, the troubles and, right?
对，现在七八月份正好是放假旅行的好时间，但是旅行的时候会遇到一些麻烦。The troubles or the difficulties you might have met on the journey.
Yeah, on the journey. So, well, I think, you know, first of all, we can talk about different expressions for difficulties.
Mm-hmm.
Usually we say, we have troubles, right? 遇到麻烦了。
对。
We have troubles in the journey. But, well, I think we've got other expressions to say so. Like, except, you know, have troubles, we can say be in troubles, right? And this is the second expression. Well, let me think about it. Sometimes if you have too many troubles, it's not only one. You have a lot of different troubles.In Chinese, we say 祸不单行 I got a lot of troubles. So probably, well, what would you like to say if you have a lot of troubles?
I am overwhelmed by the troubles.
Yeah, overwhelmed. That's a pretty good verb to say. 就是已经被快被这个困难压倒了，是不是 ？Overwhelmed. 英文中还有一个动词叫 swamp， 就是淹没哈，可能已经被它淹没了 ，swamped by troubles. But well, I would like to say, you know, totally got in a mess.Totally get in a mess. 就是完全已经一团糟了 Get in a mess. I can say, you know, wow, so many troubles for me in the journey. I'm totally in a mess. Or it's totally a chaos.还有一个词哈，就是 usually we say chaos， 特别大的混乱，然后以至于你可能都想放弃一段旅行了。So you say, yeah, I'm getting the chaos. It's totally a mess. I don't think I can move on. So I think this is the one. But if it is a difficulty, you try to solve it, and then probably you failed, you would like to say I run into a stone wall. You know, stone wall.
Stone Wall.
Yeah, it is.
The only wall I know is the Great Wall. 我知道长城怎么会有一个石头的一个墙呢
Yeah, exactly. I think probably in Chinese we would like to say 撞了南墙了
Oh, right? 所以说英文里面也有相似的一个 wall
Yeah,
叫做 Stone Wall.
Exactly.
石头墙，你撞上去一定很疼。
Yeah, exactly. So if you run into a stone wall, 你可能就真的是遇到一个非常非常棘手的难解决的问题了。
嗯，
我觉得一会儿我们可以聊一聊在旅行中，然后可能大家有可能会碰到的一些问题。可能有同学特别宅，然后也许他不一定那么喜欢旅行，但是你在考试的时候，也许说说其他人的旅行的故事，你听来的我觉得也很好。然后看看 Larry， 我就觉得他一定是那种旅途中备受挫折的人。
太久了。你没有看过一个电影叫《太囧》吗？
就
是旅途上很囧，对吧
？Exactly。
所以我其实我想，很多人在旅途中也不一定是一帆风顺的，也一定会或多或少遇到一些 troubles、difficulties。一会儿呢，
如果说一帆风顺的话，我们其实 也有很多的表达哈。那我可能我想想，如果让我来说这个旅行特别的一帆风顺。其实很少用到，总得出点什么事情。
Mm-hmm.
Well, I would like to say the journey, you know, goes smoothly.
啊，就一个单词。
Yeah.
Smoothly.
And I would like to say go smoothly.
就是他很平安的度过了。
Yeah, exactly.、
很顺利的给度过了。
But would you like to have a journey, you know, like going smoothly or with troubles?
I'd rather, you know, choose a journey with troubles so that I can memorize.
I knew it.
So that I can remember the details of the journey throughout my life.
这可能就是我们说的 ups and downs, right?、
Mm-hmm.
我们说起起伏伏，起起落落。可能你要遇到一些、旅途中有顺利的事情和不顺的事情哈，就特别就是地道的一个 authentic expression. We say ups and downs.And then you can say, you know, I would like to have the ups and downs in the journey instead of a smooth journey. And then, you know, you can keep them in mind for a long, long time, right?
嗯，所以呢，这个旅途就像人生一样，要有起有伏，有这个好事儿，也有坏事儿，这样呢，你才有精彩的旅程啊。
Yeah, but look at Larry. I do think probably you have a lot of downs in a journey.
嗯，比如说我在大学的时候，那时候还没有很多钱嘛，所以出去旅游就是
好像现在有很多钱了一样。
现在股票现在你也知道，也一样对吧？反正就是出去旅游难免要花钱。所以当大学生去旅游的时候，你就会想住一些比较划算的这个旅店。
Yes.
但是往往在你想出去的时候，别人也想出去玩，暑假嘛，所以是旅游的旺季。
Yeah, how do you say this one? We say 旺季。
旺季就是。旺季，maybe hot seasons.
Yeah, or we say peak time, right?
Peak time.
I think it's the peak time for tourism, right?
嗯，所以 peak time we can say the peak time of the traffic and also the peak time of the holidays.
Yes, peak time for tourism.
嗯哼，旅游的高峰期哈、旺季、
exactly.
所以呢，刚才说到我如果在高峰期旅游旺季去旅游的话。那么旅店都住满了、一方面你订不到旅店，另外一方面呢，旅店的价格也是水涨船高，非常的贵、所以这就是第一个 difficulty、
exactly.
or rather the challenge, financial challenge if you want to travel during the peak time of tourism.
Yeah, the peak time of tourism. Actually, especially in the Western countriesyou know, they have this habit of making plans. 大家知道就是在西方人的眼里提前做计划是一件特别重要的事情，包括你的旅行哈。If you plan ahead, then you can get the bargains for the flight tickets, the hotel rooms, and probably even for, you know, the food and everything.The, you know, tourism attractions. But, if you don't make a plan, or if you don't plan ahead, then you're going to have a lot of troubles, especially, you know, for your expenses. 对于你的花费来说还 expenses.
所以一个好的计划可以让你节省很多钱，特别是在旺季旅游的时候，你提前去订的话，不光是这个旅店啊，包括机票。包括这个车费，你都可以省下不少的钱，所以这就解决了我们第一个 trouble, the first difficulty, which is the financial challenge, which you can actually, very easily meet if you make a plan in advance.
Exactly, but actually, you know, there's always exceptions and accidents, right?
Oh.
I think accidents is something unexpected. Accidentally, you have some, you know, the new troubles you have never thought about before.
Right.
Like, I want to give an example for, you know, my experience. Like last year, I made a plane, you know, traveling in France for an art workshop. I thought it would be really cool and interesting. So I made a plane and I booked the rooms and I booked the flight tickets and I, you know, like made this registration in a dance and art class in France, Paris. But it turned out, as soon as I arrived in Paris and they emailed me, say the workshop, you know, was cancelled just like one day ago.
Oh.
And I was so shocked, you know. That means I had no plan, but I've got, you know, 40 days in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
And I did not book any other train tickets, flight tickets to any other places.
Mm-hmm.
And no hotel room for me and nothing. So I was, when I arrived in Paris, I was totally, you know, lost, got lost.
你看看计划赶不上变化。当时 Emma 老师在巴黎订好了票，本来打算参加一个活动，结果临时取消了。而他当时也没想到，之前也没有别的更多计划，于是呢，40天在巴黎只能苦苦的等待了。
Yeah, I was totally, you know, got lost. I think, yeah, this is the feeling I was having. 这真的是我当时的一个感觉，就是 I got lost.
Got lost, especially when you...When some unpredictable accidents occur to you, you will feel totally lost in the city.
Yes, totally, you know, I was totally lost. And then, you know, everything was like a mess.
天哪，而且是在异国他乡，这个举目无亲的地方。然后你花了40天的一个安排啊，但是呢，你之前也没订机票和火车票去别的地方。那就尴尬了，原来那个行程突然取消了，然后你就一个人在异地他乡那么待着，那么这种旅行也是一种
悲惨的旅行啊。Yeah, that was actually, you know, the real difficulty or the challenges for me was like all the flight tickets left online were really expensive. You can think of that, right?
对，你当时订的话得全价买。
Exactly. And also for the train tickets, it's like if you booked 1 month ago, it would be like 10 euro. But if you, you know, tried to buy them at that moment, it was like 10 times, like 100 from one place to another place. And it was, you know, totally a mess for me. I was standing...in the railway station of Paris,、
mm-hmm.
我现在还记得巴黎那个火车站的名字啊，它叫 Nord, 就是叫北站的意思，巴黎的北站叫 Nord。
再也不想去了。
Yeah, I was standing there, and I was thinking, wow, where to go? What to do? Yeah, that was, you know, the big trouble I really met then.
后来当时你干嘛了呢？后来
Well, actually,I made a decision. Yeah, it was a disaster for me. It was totally a disaster at first. I was like walking around the railway station.
For 40 days.
我跟你说，什么事情都不能告诉 Larry, especially the troubles. 你就等着被嘲笑很久。
我相信 M 老师肯定当时也是非常机智的度过了这次。
You know, Larry looked really excited when he knew I was in trouble. Well, here was the thing. I was, you know, walking around the Nord station and I was like thinking what to do. Then I saw an Italian restaurant. They were like people, you know, sitting outside of the restaurant and enjoying probably a glass of wine and also some spaghetti.
Mm-hmm.
So I was thinking about, you know, anyway, I got no plan. I was in trouble, big mm-hmm. trouble. So what about just, you know, satisfying my stomach first?
Right, good idea. So you went to that restaurant. And
yeah, exactly.
And ordered some delicious dishes from that restaurant.
Yeah, I ordered a glass of wine for sure. to calm myself down. And then, you know, spaghetti, the traditional Italian spaghetti. Mm-hmm. And then I was sitting there, look at, you know, the sunset. 我看着那个夕阳西下哈，然后看着巴黎又想，好歹来一趟，然后应该有五分钟享受一下美景，然后管他所有的这些 troubles。Well, before I go on, because this is really a disaster for me, but we can review what we've talked about, like expressions, right?
Right.
And give me some time to reorganize.
All right, all right.
Okay. So let's, you know, just look through those expressions we've learned from the very beginning.
Okay.
First of all, let's talk about the troubles, right? Expressions mm-hmm. for having troubles.我们来就回过头来看一下
对
遇到困难的话我们可以怎么表达那首先呢最简单的 You can say, you know, just have troubles, right? Or have a trouble、
mm-hmm.
This is a countable noun So you can say have a trouble or have troubles、
mm-hmm.
And then you can say get in trouble or get in troubles、
嗯、动词换了换、啊、
Yeah, exactly And then you can say you are, you know, in a mess Be、oh. in a mess
在一片混乱之中、啊、
Exactly、
嗯、
还有一个、很好的一个表达哈你就可以说 get stuck
Get stuck、
啊、尤其是你在旅行的时候其实一定是有困难了那你肯定就被挡在那里或者被卡住了
对
那这个时候 you can say Well, I got stuck there
这个词很好比如我们说这个被、堵车卡住了也可以说、
exactly.
get stuck in the traffic jam 所以 get stuck in something 就是在某种困境下前后没法动了
Exactly, also like when you play a CD or when you play a DVD 当你放到 碟片的时候如果它哒哒哒哒哒哒哒可能走不动了你也可以说 Oh, my CD got stuck、
嗯、
那我的 CD 被卡住了
嗯，所以这是一个很好的动词好我们继续来说有关于困难麻烦的一些词哈
Yeah、
嗯、刚才其实一开始也说到 difficulty、
嗯、
就是跟那个 trouble 很相似的一个词也可以用来代替 trouble
而且 Larry 还提到了另外一个特别好的词叫 challenge
嗯哼
I think challenge would be a really good word 你比如说你看就是像在英文里面有一个很好的 philosophy 就是你去看一个困难你是把它看成一个 real difficulty obstacle or you justTake it as a challenge. I think it's totally different view, the value, right?
你心态完全不一样。当你告诉别人你遇到一个麻烦，说是一个 difficulty or trouble 的时候，别人会觉得你是很叹息的，嗯，遇到了真的困难。但是如果你一抬头告诉别人你是遇到一个 challenge and you probably meet it.
Yeah, that actually sounds more positive.
对，看上去更加积极一些哈。所以很多外国人他们缺钱的时候不说 Well, I'm short of money. 他会说 I've got a financial challenge.
Ah, exactly. I think this is a beautiful expression to say you have a challenge to be more positive.
所以呢，如果大家缺钱也不用说这个 I have less money.I have some difficulty in finance. 你可以直接说 I've got some financial challenge. I've got a financial challenge.
Yeah, financial challenge would be great. Well, and then if you have a really big difficulty or a challenge in the journey, and you tried but you failed to solve the problem, you can say you run into a stone wall, right? You run into a stone wall.如果你在旅行中碰到了一个问题可是你真的很努力的去解决但是还是没有去把问题解决掉你可以说哇这是真的是个大麻烦 I run into a stone wall
撞到了墙上了
Yeah, I guess I was at the situation, right? Like I ran into a stone wall I was standing in a strange streetOut of nowhere, that was an alien world for me. So I was just chose to be in a Italian restaurant and enjoyed a glass of wine first. And then, you know what? I made a plan. I just went into the railway station again. And I was standing in front of, you know, the ticket office. And then...
and then you become a 黄牛.
You know, you just can't be friend with Larry anyway.
Well, the figure of a man standing in front of the ticket office, especially of a railway station, in China, we call that figure is a 黄牛.
But what I was doing is like I was pretty serious and desperate and disappointed.
Oh.
So I looked at the ticket man into his eyes. 我当时真的是很认真的看着他的眼睛，一个法国的帅哥哈，看着他的眼睛，然后说 ，Well, my friend, I'm really in trouble. Can you help me?
And then they said, "Sorry, we don't speak English."
No,
because you're in Paris, mah, they don't speak English.
But their English was not good. But they did speak English.
好，然后他们哎，他听懂了，然后怎么说呢？
They say, "So, what can I help you, madam?" And I say, "Right. Now, I have no plane. I'm just in the city alone. I probably need some help with the train tickets. So if I want to travel around the Europe, what would be the most economic way to do this?" And then, the man said, "Well, I have a very good suggestion. You can buy a Euro pass.And then, that's the most economical way to travel around the Europe."
长知识了吗？所以说，祸兮福之所以。你要是遇到困难，说不定还有更多收获呢，对吧？这就知道了，原来有一个叫做 Economic Europe Pass。
Exactly.
这是一个相当于公交卡似的。
我们叫let me figure out the Chinese.
通行证。
Yeah, exactly. 叫做叫欧洲火车通行卡吧，应该是叫 Europass。
买了这一张卡，你就可以随便坐火车。
You can travel around the Europe, but you still need to book tickets, but then you got a big discount.
就是可以有优惠了，打几折啊。
Yeah, big discount.
所以你当时买了那卡了。
Yeah, I did buy the Europass.
太聪明了。
Because that's the only choice left to me. So I just took that Europass and then I started a 40 days journey, traveling around the Europe with train.
Wow, 你看这个经历比原来参加那个 workshop 要更好哎。
I guess so.
Broaden your mind and enrich your knowledge around Europe. 你看看。你看看，所以说不要怕 difficulty. That's just a challenge.
Yeah, that's just a challenge.
And when you manage to meet the challenge, you will gain more things than what you expected.
Exactly, because everything is on plane. Everything was so new for me. So the first thing I did was going to the supermarket, and I bought a lot of everyday stuff.Like the toothbrush, toothpaste, the shampoo and everything. And then everything was in French. So another trouble I had was I realized something I bought was not toothpaste when I was using it.
and actually used it, which is not toothpaste.
It tasted not like a toothpaste,
and
but...
it tasted and then ate it.
See, Larry, he talk with excitement.
Anyway, so you bought something which...
seemed like toothpaste.
So this is the problem, the language difficulty, the language challenge.
Exactly, that's the second thing, because in Europe, when I traveled in, Germany, France, other countries, Spain...Portugal, when I travel around, and actually difficulties there was people, they did not speak English and they don't speak English.
对，所以说这就是语言上的挑战和困难。
The language challenge was definitely one.
所以当你在出国旅行的时候会遇到各种各样的困难。我们总结一下吧，刚才一共说了哪些哈？
Yeah.
有说到可以预料的一些困难，比如说高价的旅店，还有高价的各种门票，还有一些你没有办法预料的一些
accidents or accidental, right? Accidental events or things.
最后呢，还有这个语言上的困难，也就是 linguistic challenge or language difficulty, language problems.
Exactly.
不管怎么样哈，现在已经是假期了，那么大家在听我们节目之余呢，也欢迎 能够多出去看一看啊，了解一下世界啊，虽然会有一些困难，但是未必是不好的事情啊，也许会对你的这个阅历增加一些更多的内容、
yeah.
啊。那今天内容就是这一些，感谢大家的收听。最后呢，欢迎大家加入我们的 QQ 群，我们的 Q 群号码是331764040啊，再说一遍是331764640，欢迎大家把你的旅行经历跟我们一起来分享一下。我们下期节目再见，拜拜。
嗨，
大学生英语在线。你想知道的问题你告诉他，你没想到的问题他告诉你，最顶尖的英语专家，最有效的学习方法，雅思托福 GRE 轻松得分没问题。 Question of the day， 大学生英语在线，每天上午6:30晚上11:00与您准时相约。世界上没有不受限制的自由，
就像你有吸烟的自由，但你不能自由的吸烟，还影响他人的健康。
2015年6月1日，北京市控制吸烟条例正式实施，届时室内公共场所、工作场所和公共交通工具内禁止吸烟。
为了更好的生活，控烟需要全社会行动起来。
讲文明树新风，北京人民广播电台公益广告。
Of a million flashlights, I want